Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday, October 8th. The year is 2021. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And we had a reporter on a few weeks ago from Australia, the Aussie Kozak, Simeon Boykov, and he has been arrested in his own home for free speech, saying he's against a lockdown. You're not allowed to do that. There's the interview. Australian citizen issues major SOS to the world. He called for us to have peacefully protest at the embassies to point out that they've become like North Korea. And just like North Korea or China, they came and arrested him. He had a woman on who's facing several years in prison for peacefully protesting. She was out on bail after 20-plus days. So this is incredible, Terry. It's coming up next segment. And I've been asking Senator Paul, the other people I know personally. I've known Senator Paul since he was in college. He would come on for his dad when his dad was running for Congress in 1995, to get elected in 1996 to get back in Congress. He'd been there for one term in the 80s with Reagan. And I know Rand Paul's the real deal. And I can tell you that people like Josh Hawley are the real deal, and Ted Cruz is the real deal. He can be a jerk sometimes, but he's a good guy. He cares about the country. He doesn't like communists. He doesn't like the globalists. But they all know what's going on. And they need to come out and say, this is the Great Reset. Fauci created the virus on purpose. They have all the evidence. Daszak, they launched it. They've controlled the whole thing. Because, of course, the people to release a bioweapon are going to be the ones that are in control of the media, the ones that are in control of the testing, the ones that are in control of the medical system. Because if they weren't, they'd start a world war. So they had to be in charge to be able to cover the whole damn thing up. And if you don't address them as the criminals they are and address them for the plan they're carrying out, in Klaus Schwab's own words, in COVID-19, the Great Reset, then we don't have any hope. So they need to be addressed as an enemy group. Democrats are the collaborators working with the globalists to destroy America because they want worldwide tyranny. They don't want the example of gun ownership and private property and families and wealth. They want a giant poor class with no leadership they can exterminate. Here's part of what Senator Paul had to say last night. DOJ weaponized to push left's agenda. He says, be afraid of your government. Says, watch list of the sinners already exists. Well, I would say don't be afraid. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the government is in charge and dominating and enslaving the people, there is tyranny. The actual Thomas Jefferson quote is, when the people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. So here's what Senator Paul, part of what he had to say.
I'm very, very concerned, and I'm sure that there are people across the country who are concerned that if they go to their local school board and say the wrong thing, that they're going to end up on some list that Merrick Garland goes after. What would you say to those people today?
I would say be afraid. Be afraid of your government. And that's a sad thing from someone in the government to say. But the thing is those lists already exist. For example, people in Northern Virginia that have gone to have been then sought out by the school council, by the members of the school board, and retaliated in a sort of legalistic way to try to put them on some sort of list and chill their speech by letting them know there'll be a penalty for showing up and protesting. Look, there are all kinds of laws about decorum, and there ought to be. You know, the idiot woman that goes in the bathroom filming Sender Cinema in a bathroom, that is illegal according to every local ordinance, and you should punish it. Punish that person. If you go to a school board meeting and you're disruptive and you don't obey the rules of the school board meeting, then there will be local punishment. But it has nothing to do with the federal law, has nothing to do with the Department of Justice. What Merrick Garland did is he's attempting to stifle dissent, and he's attempting to say, beware or Big Brother's coming after you if you speak out against my policies or against the Biden policies.
And that is designed to shut up everyone who isn't willing to sacrifice everything that they have in order to make that argument. Thank you so much for joining me tonight, Senator Paul.
The full interview, that's just a short clip of it, is at Infowars.com. And he says even more truthful stuff. But the point is, this is a communist, globalist, authoritarian chilling effect And if we put up with it, we deserve it. Yeah, they're already putting us on list with the vaccine passport. It's all unconstitutional. It's all illegal. Like shutting down churches. You can't do that under federal law. They are raping us. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. People ask me all the time, Alex, the last 3 months or so, you've had explosive energy on top of your already very intense level of energy. What's happening? Well, it's the things that are happening in the world right now. That's got my blood up. But also, I've gotten back in the groove of religiously taking three products every single day. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. Also, X2, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, that's essential for your immune system, your whole body. And, of course, at nighttime, Down and Out Sleep Aid that makes me have deeper, cleaner, restful sleep that, again, boosts my immune system and is good for every cell in my body and great for the spirit. All three of these products are in stock right now. They are 40% off in the case of DNA Force Plus and 50% off for 1 week only on Survival Shield X2. And, yes, until supplies last, we have Down and Out, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the trifecta. I suggest you check it out and experience what this does for your body today.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love. But confess, you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking.
It's Friday.
And that's just what they're
October 8th.
One of these days, these boots
2021.
Are walk all over you.
Welcome back to the broadcast. We are in an occupied country. We are under globalist control. They brag about it at the UN. They brag about it at the Davos Group. The head of the Bilderberg Group does. They're coming after our families. They're creating world IDs. They're saying our churches and our businesses are non-essential. They're bringing in a permanent tyranny. Next segment, I've got Jen Psaki saying, yeah, we could lower your gas prices, but we're not going to. It's for the earth. We'll explain that. And I'm going to tie that into this censored video of Trump from Hannity, where he said they're flooding us with prisoners out of Central and South America, which is true. They're emptying their prisons. That's very, very hard to find now, but we have it. This is just an incredible time to be alive. And the UN now admits replacement migration, bringing third world populations with no history of freedom. They can control. That's in the Financial Times of London. Again, that's all coming up today and so much more. Drew Hernandez is a great investigative journalist with Real America's Voice. It's a great organization. And that's coming up with what he's been witnessing with the protest against the vaccine mandates and can't travel, can't go in businesses, can't get on a subway without the deadly injections. We've got big news on that front, just a massive Friday transmission lined up for you today. And Owen Schroyer was just in court where they're trying to put him in jail for several years for peacefully being a reporter covering the demonstrations on January 6th that a small portion of people got out of hand on. He never went in the Capitol, but they're charging him for, quote, breaking into the Capitol. That actually says it on there. And in his court filing, his lawyers point out this is criminal lying by the Justice Department, which I guess is just part of the course now. So that's all coming up. But the first thing I want to get to is Biden. Yesterday, last night, making fun of, quote, hundreds of people that have been fired. No, it's hundreds of thousands of people around the country by select big hospitals and other systems that want subservience, that want people to bow to their illegal experimental injection. Now, remember, Biden's exempt, his staff's exempt, the White House is exempt, the Congress is exempt, the CDC is exempt, the NIH is exempt, and they can have him with photo ops getting saline injections all day in the fake Oval Office set they have across the street, even though Reuters says it's not true. They show it's a set. It's all fake. They can do that all day, but we know it's not safe and effective, and I've got some of John Hopkins' statistics put together by a British firm. We've checked the numbers. They're accurate, but it's been put together in a graph showing the worldwide devastation of people after they take these so-called COVID-19 vaccines. But here's the amazing statement of how good it is to fire people, even if they have natural immunity, or even if they have an illness where they can't take shots, just one size fits all, even under their tyrannical system. That's outrageous. And he's just up there celebrating how we're getting used to persecuting large groups of people that make Hitler proud.
These requirements work. And as the Business Roundtable and others told me, when I announced the first requirement, that encouraged businesses to feel they could come in and demand the same thing of their employees. More people are getting vaccinated. More lives are being saved. Let's be clear. When you see headlines and reports of mass firings and hundreds of people losing their jobs, look at the bigger story. I've spoken with Scott Kirby, CEO of United Airlines, who's here today. United went from 59% of their employees to 99% of their employees in less than 2 months after implementing the requirement. 99%.
Oh, and now they admit the shot doesn't work even on CNN, so there's more shots. Oh, but it does work in attacking your ovaries and attacking your cornea and attacking your liver and your heart and your brain. I mean, you ever wanted to see depopulation? You wondered how they do it. They said they would through a vaccine, Operation Lockstep. Not like I just said this 20 months ago, 21 months ago when this all started. It's not like I just said it 6 months ago. I said it 20 years ago. I said it 15 years ago in Endgame. Because it's their damn plan. And if we keep putting up with it, I guess it's their world and we're just dying in it. So there's that incredible footage. Now look at this. I have seen in the last few months at least 10 of these articles in the U.S. I've seen it in France. I've seen it in Germany. I've seen it in the U.K. And now we see it at one of the most prestigious universities out there when it comes to their medical school. UC Irvine, director of medical ethics, placed on investigatory leave under investigation over challenge to vaccine mandate. So he's the ethics head who they hired many years ago to make sure they follow laws and just proper ethics. So it'd be kind of like the top referee in the NFL. And then the other team in a game openly cheats. And he says, okay, 10-yard penalty first down. And they say, nope, you're fired. And everybody sees that the vaccine's killing people. Everybody sees it isn't a vaccine. Everybody sees the liability protection. Everybody sees the world ID. Everybody sees Fauci cooking it up with Daszak under Bill Gates' control and admitting they made it and wanted to release it open air and create the exact virus. But still, oh, you're censored. Oh, still, you're fired. Oh, still, you're on investigation leave. You're on investigatory leave. University of California, Irvine has placed their director of medical ethics, Dr. Aaron Carlady, on investigatory leave after he challenged the constitutionality of the UC vaccine mandate. And it goes on from there. He needs to be on Joe Rogan's show. He needs to be here. He needs to get out there, but there he is putting his money and life on the line because he knows the evil's gotten too great. But they're creating their army of people that will follow orders. They're purging the military. They're purging the police. They're purging the whole system and putting their useful idiots in there. Man, I've just got hundreds of such articles here. Pfizer officially announces it's coming for your children. Key article of videos on Infowars.com. Despite the fact that the younger you are, they've done studies and tried to cover them up. It's coming out of 2-year-olds and 5-year-olds, massive heart attacks, deaths, and they suppress the deaths. It's all going to be coming out soon, folks. I've talked to the lawyers involved. Let me just leave it at that. I've seen the documentation, but it's actually coming out that they suppress the trials even already. Very important story. And Los Angeles County Sheriff refuses to enforce vaccine mandate. But just like Biden just said, globalism is corporate tyranny, and the corporations lobby the government. They want governmental power, so they have the executive give the order. The executive gets the heat. He's just a puppet, and then big tech and big media and the airlines, all owned by the big banks, they can do whatever they want. And so even in New South Wales, the worst police state on earth, the police don't enforce the not going in business, as though you've seen some footage of them beating people in grocery stores who didn't have vaccine passports. It's beyond some dystopian sci-fi nightmare situation. Now, let's get to this video go ahead and roll the video of the graph, and I'll go ahead and narrate it for everybody. Video illustrates how COVID vaccines have totally backfired. Well, they didn't backfire. It's like saying dropping a bomb on Hiroshima or Nagasaki, but the A-bombs backfired. No, they were meant to detonate and kill people. And you can see the worldwide deaths from all over the world. Burma, Brazil, Cambodia, they're just going in 2 minutes in this video that's on Infowars.com to the countries. And it's all the same. It's incredible. You take the shot, and in a few weeks, it just explodes, if not within a few days. Wow. Because it generates the very virus in your body, makes the spike protein. The shell of the virus makes you sick. And you have the biggest spikes ever seen. Doesn't matter. It's Israel, Gibraltar, Singapore, England, the United States, Jordan, Malaysia. And it's all right there. The majority of people dying, the majority of people getting sick have had the shot.
Know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you ought to not bet, you keep saying when you ought to be a changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking. And that's just what they'll do. One of these
Bill Gates, David Rockefeller rotting in hell, all their minions like Fauci and Peter Daszak. They think cheating in life gets them ahead. They think because they're psychotic killers that they're somehow winning when they're really the losers. Thank you for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, trying to put him in prison. He just got out of court. He'll be here with us in the middle of the next hour. Stay tuned for that. But let me go ahead right now and hit this really, really important big news that we've got. I saw this clip this morning when I got up at 5 a.m. I sent it to the producers. I said, I want to play this on the show. And when I got here this morning, they've been looking for hours. It had been expunged everywhere. So we had to go to Sean Hannity's show itself on the Fox site and find the video there. They do not want this video out. Now, part of the show is everywhere. Trump's saying a lot of these Haitians have HIV and AIDS, which is true. So the Democrats are all, they have a law passed in California. You can give somebody HIV or hepatitis. It's okay. But, oh my gosh, COVID-19, even the fear of it, we're all guilty. We're all bad. And that's how the Nazis took control. First saying all these groups were dirty and had to be locked up. So we've seen this medical tyranny before. And none of it makes sense unless you realize it's all about a power grab. So here is the censored clip that we've also re-uploaded to man.video and put back in the article, but this is a story in and of itself. Trump warns Central American countries are emptying their prisons into the United States because that's so true. It's like 90% men coming in, and boy, when they find out their names from the countries, it's scary. And Mexico's been warning that this is majority hardened criminals, rapists, murderers, mentally ill people, handicaps. I mean, we're having the homeless dumped on us as if we don't have enough. It's all Cloward and Piven. So here's the clip they're really afraid of.
There's something wrong. You wouldn't believe you could even say this, but somebody doesn't love our country. When they allow this to happen to our country, we have hundreds of thousands of people pouring in every 2 weeks, hundreds of thousands, and coming from countries we don't even know from where they're coming. And you know, they're emptying out many countries. I used to say the three, Guatemala, you could add Mexico, Honduras, you could add El Salvador, but I used to say three or four countries. I hear it's 50 countries. They're emptying out their prisons into the United States. Their jails, some of the toughest people on earth, are being dumped into the United States because they don't want them. They don't want to take care of them for the next 40 years. So these people that are the roughest prisoners there are anywhere are being dumped into the United States for us to take care of them.
While they try to downsize the police by 50% in the blue cities to then only put SJW Antifa people in uniform. That's happening. So this, you can see this is the destabilization collapse of the country, a giant client group that'll never get jobs. In Europe, people the UN brought in 10 years later, on average, 90% are still on welfare. They live in ghettos, they rob, they steal, they kill. It's a plan, and I'm going to show you part of that plan in a moment. But first, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, there's awesome police announced they'll no longer respond to 911 calls. And up in Dallas, the young man that shot three people, they released him less than 24 hours later on personal recognizance bond. Did you hear me? Because he's black. And so, oh, we can't be black. I mean, we can't be racist. So we have to let black people out that shoot black people. I'm sure black folks really love that. So see, this is all a destabilization campaign of the country. Here is Trump pointing out the high levels of HIV and AIDS out of the Clinton-ravaged, UN-ravaged Haiti, also being brought here by the hundreds of thousands per month. Here it is.
And, you know, there's one other thing that nobody talks about. So we have hundreds of thousands of people flowing in from Haiti. Haiti has a tremendous AIDS problem. AIDS is a step beyond. AIDS is a real bad problem. So hundreds of thousands of people are coming into our country. And if you look at the stats, if you look at the numbers, if you look at just take a look at what's happening in Haiti, a tremendous problem with AIDS. Many of those people will probably have AIDS, and they're coming into our country, and we don't do anything about it. We let everybody come in. Sean, it's like a death wish. It's like a death wish for our country.
Well, yeah, it's called the UN, Clyde Piven collapse the nation state, blame it on the politicians you own, and then bring in a world corporate tyranny technocracy, tracking and tracing everyone to protect the wealthy population from the hordes they brought in. That's how the ultra-rich controllers absorb their real enemy, the nouveau riche. It's all about targeting new wealth and competition to the globalist. And then getting the nouveau riche to join the globalists finally in the eradication of the third world out of self-preservation, which I do not sign on this plan, but I have been offered to join them in front of witnesses at work here before. I'm going to leave it at that. That's why they hate my ass, because they tried to get me to join them. They thought I would, and I didn't. And I guess they're pretty smart, aren't they? Except they're missing God. They're missing the Holy Spirit. They're smart enough to try to hire me 15 years ago, hire me 10 years ago. They haven't tried in a while. Now they just want to destroy us. But that shows you who they are. Now let's look at what's really behind this. Why did Sacha Baron Cohen, two Decembers ago, almost 2 years ago, say at the ADL awards ceremony, arrest Alex Jones and arrest people that talk about replacement migration, when that's on the UN's own website? And here it is, revealed, UN plan to flood America with 600 million migrants. That's from 2018. Paul Joseph Watson article, got attacked everywhere by the fact checkers. It's from the UN's own website. Well, guess what? Now the Financial Times of London came out yesterday and says Europeans should be prepared for demographic replacement by Arabs and Asians and, of course, North Africans, saying because of climate change, a billion of them are going to be here by 2050. Oh, sorry, 600 million for North America. That's Mexico's going to get flooded, too, the richest first world, third world country in the world. And Europe's going to have 200 million per major nation. That's all in the report from the Financial Times of London. But don't talk bad about it or Sacha Baron Cohen will have you arrested. Meanwhile, Whoopi Goldberg can't bring herself to say the word white because whites are so bad. I mean, this is all just total racial division garbage. And don't criticize Biden. That's racist, too, because if you don't support Biden, you ain't black. That's a new article. Karen claims it's racist for whites to hate Biden. All right. I've got a lot more coming up. We got Drew Hernandez coming on from New York with big news about the pushback against the globalists there. As we go to break, it's back in stock, DNA Force Plus. It funds our operation, plus it's amazing for your body. The best thing you can do for your immune system, your telomeres, your cells, your nerves. Every time I forget to take it for just a few weeks, I feel it. It's how I have so much energy. DNA Force Plus is back in stock with PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. It is 40% off while supplies last, and we also have winter sun, highest quality D3 for your body. The winter's coming. Everybody needs it, especially folks with darker skin. Down and out sleep aid, so good for your immune system. Help you get deeper, cleaner, more restful sleep. It's 50% off. And we have Ultra 12 for your libido, your stamina, your body, your health, all your cells. It's essential. B12, highest quality, 50% off. These, I extended a week. We've got to end them because they are getting very, very low. But we got a good amount of DNA Force Plus, a good amount of Down and Out. The Down and Out is 50% off. DNA Force is 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And get a copy of COVIDland and get a free copy of Endgame at COVIDland.com. Also,
a little more than 20 years ago, Japanese scientists discovered and were able to isolate a compound that is naturally in nature and in foods we eat, but in very, very low amounts. It's called PQQ or bio-PQQ. When you have the organic form of it, it does amazing things. It actually makes your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, but makes them last longer. That's basically the same thing. So it's as close to the fountain of youth as you're going to get. Well,
DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 6 months. It's back in stock, the highest quality, PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. This entire formula is about cleaning out your cells and helping your body last longer, and that is so incredibly important. We have it at 40% off, despite the fact it's been sold out for 6 months, at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. If you haven't tried DNA Force Plus, you really should. And for those of you that love it, it's back in stock, 40% off, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we certainly live in epic times. Thank you for joining us again as we're now 30-plus minutes in to this Friday worldwide transmission, October 8th. 2021. Coming up later in the next hour, Owen Schroyer will be in studio. He's in court right now via Zoom into D.C. They're trying to put him in jail for 2 years for peacefully covering what happened on January 6th. They also falsely charged him with entering the Capitol and forcing his way in. And it's in his filing that we're going to be posting on InfoWars.com when he comes on later, where his lawyers actually accused the Justice Department of criminal fraud, lying to the court, which they've done in the arrest warrant and reason for his arrest. So that just shows the incredibly dangerous climate that we're in right now, and how that ties into what Senator Rand Paul came out and said last night, that the federal government's been captured by the Democrats, who are multinational criminals. They're creating a list of all Americans, and they intend to never have another free election in this country, and they are just criminally taking over. That's how we need to start addressing these individuals as an outside globalist threat. Remember, Psaki said, yeah, we can lower gas prices, but we raise them so you'll use less to save the earth. But they all have their own private jet airplanes, and actually are making money off gouging you for the gasoline while you can barely put food on your family's table. Now, he hadn't been on in probably 4 or 5 months. It seems like a million years, also like 5 minutes ago. Just really dogged investigative journalist. You know him from Kenosha, Wisconsin. You know him from the Texas border, the California border. Drew Hernandez joins us. And he's been up in New York where the teachers unions and others have had the Supreme Court, Sotomayor, override even the appeals court and say, no, you're fired if you don't take your injections. And we've got Biden, of course, in the video that just came out last night, defending mass firings and saying hundreds of people losing their jobs over his unconstitutional vax mandates is a good thing. Meanwhile, the White House and Congress are exempt, along with the Postal Service and the FBI. And I mean, this is truly a super class discriminating against us with medical tyranny. But we're so obsessed on race and color and the rest of it that we're distracted by that. And that's all done by design. So Drew Hernandez joins us. Thank you so much for coming on, Drew. Wow, incredible footage and reports you've been shooting. Great to have you here. Give us your view on what's really happening in New York City, because I know the demonstrations against this tyranny are being basically blacked out.
Well, it's good to see you guys again, man. Hey, what's going on in New York when you're speaking to teachers on the ground? The main concern, and you're seeing this common thread happen across the board with the defund the police movement, with medical healthcare professionals being removed, you're seeing a reinstallment. When they remove these people, they quickly want to reinstall them with people that will bow down to the regime, that won't ask any questions. The teachers right now, thousands of them that are being put out on the street because they refuse to take a jab, my body, my choice, that went out the window. Their main concern is who's going to replace us? Even parents. I talked to so many parents, Alex, that are asking the same questions. Who are going to replace these teachers that have personal relationships with our kids, decades-long relationships? Some of these kids, I mean, think about it, Alex. You have such a personal relationship with your teacher. They make such a big impact on your life, whether negatively or positively. But those that have a positive impact are going to be disconnected from their teachers, and that's going to have a pretty serious impact, a negative impact on some of these kids now. What they're concerned about is who's going to replace them. Particularly in New York and Brooklyn, they were protesting out front of the Department of Education. Now, what they were complaining about was obviously the unconstitutional mandates to take the jab, but also they want to know who's going to replace us. Are there people in the DOE that may be licensed to teach, but they hate kids? Who are the people that are going to replace us? Are they actually going to have the heart? Because it's not some everyday average person that is able and equipped to deal with children, even the special ed kids. Alex, I was talking to special ed teachers that were crying because it takes a special kind of person to go down that type of career path because you have to deal with them very specifically. So a lot of these teachers are asking some genuine questions. Yes, they're opposing the authoritarian policy, but at the same time, we're going to see a reinstallment. You're seeing it with the Defund the Police, Alex. Every time they want to remove the police department or anyone that disagrees with the regime, they immediately reinstall them with people that aren't going to ask any questions, that aren't going to question the regime, that aren't going to push back or protest for their own autonomy or their own freedom. You're seeing it with the medical health care professionals as well. In New York, what did the governor come out and say? All of these people that we're going to put out on the street, we're going to replace you guys with people that are going to obey us or even the National Guard. They want to reinstall people because they want a controllable class.
That's right. This is a purge, and this is multinational corporations of the UN through the fear of the virus that they themselves release now on record, purging the police, the fire department, the hospitals, the nurses, the doctors, and the military with critical race theory, the first purge. If you think, you know, that hating America and saying whites are inherently evil is wrong, well, then you're purged. Or if you think Americans have a right to question elections, you're purged. If you question lockdowns, you're purged. Hell, they say in the official prospectus, as you know, but out in June, the new terrorism platform, that it's people that question lockdowns are the main terrorists. So this is a way for the system to declare war on people that know their basic rights.
Or, Alex, domestic terrorists are now parents that oppose critical race theory. What's happening here is they're targeting the next generation. Listen, Alex, if America holds the line right now, if we hold our own and we literally survive this authoritarian power grab and freedom reigns, they're still targeting the next generation. That's why they're slapping them with masks over their face. That's why all these kids are being trained and groomed to bow the knee in order to gain access into anything. They're training the next generation to accept totalitarian global control. That's what they're doing with these children. They want to replace everybody. That's why they're designating parents, anyone that opposes critical race theory, communism, Marxism, as domestic terrorists. And they're sicking the FBI on them, the federal government,
right,
because they want to disconnect the children from the parents. They want to train the next generation, Alex, to be controlled by Big Brother.
Absolutely. And they're moving quick. And people say, well, this is hard to believe. It's incremental, but soon the flame is on high. And now they've turned the flame up slowly. Now it's on high. Now the frog is starting to boil in the pot. And they admit this is their revolution. And they've got all the people online who get to go along with it. They don't get censored. They call themselves the liberals. They call themselves anti-establishment, Drew. But as you know, this is the establishment literally destroying and breaking this country and getting rid of the middle class while imploding the third world with ongoing lockdowns and then flooding us with those populations.
Alex, let's just call it for what it is. The infrastructure for the mark of the beast is being set in place. I'm not saying the vaccine is the mark of the beast.
I totally agree with you. No, say that. I mean, it is. Klaus Schwab says next is an implantable chip. Keep telling us.
Yeah, Alex, the infrastructure is being set in place. Think about it. Revelation chapter 13 makes it very clear when the Antichrist comes, people are going to have to get a mark either on their foreheads or their hand, and it's going to give them access into the economy. That's what we're seeing, the infrastructure being set in place, not just in America, Alex, worldwide. We've never seen anything like this in world history, but now the technology, the infrastructure, the fear, okay, the ability to actually convince people to do something like this worldwide, the infrastructure is now set in place. I mean, think about it, Alex. You have the governor of New York coming out in a church, in a pulpit, telling people God is not pleased with you if you don't get vaxxed. And if you get vaxxed, God will be pleased with you. And I need you guys to be my apostles and go out there and evangelize the world with this message, the false vax cult gospel. We're living in the end times, Alex. This is it. It's not coming. We're here. It's now. It's not happening in the next few years. It's happening now. I'm not saying right now is the advent of the Antichrist. What I'm saying is the infrastructure is in place. When you read the book of Luke, one of the identifying factors of the last days in Luke chapter 21, verse 26, is that men's heart will fail from fear. The world is being controlled through fear, through the virus, Alex. We all know this. It's not a conspiracy theory any longer. It's not some far-out QAnon thing that someone read on some message board on the internet. This is happening in real time. Look at Australia. Look at what's happening across the world. Look at the United States of America. And what do they want, Alex? You and I both know the truth. They want a controllable class.
Look, you're at right. The stay there. Drew Hernandez.
Millions of guests.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Gentlemen, we covered it earlier, but the Aussie Cossack that we had on the broadcast, his grandparents, great-grandparents fled Russia from the Bolsheviks in 1918, and now he has been arrested for coming on my show, which he predicted might happen. And we played that footage earlier, but that's what's coming here. That's what's happening all over Australia as they establish martial law, and now they're saying third and fourth jabs. This is absolutely, again, a global corporate criminal takeover with the vaccine as the pretext to do it, and they're doing psychological profiles and hiring police that will follow the directives, and that's what Drew Hernandez, investigative reporter, was just saying earlier, is that they're purging the military and police all over the world with the same program. They've already done the purges earlier in Europe and in Australia and New Zealand, so they're moving ahead. This is the universal great reset plan. Drew Hernandez, you were saying they want subservient slaves, and the evidence is clear, to carry out their depopulation of most people, and folks will get in such fear of the system that they'll go ahead and adopt it and take into their bodies whatever the system wants, and then as they get sick and die, well, it'll be a thought crime on your social credit score, and you'll be thrown out on the street as homeless. To be killed by, you know, crazy gangs of zombie-like hordes. If you complain about your friends or family getting sick and dying, So you've been there. Your reports are incredible. I know you've worked for a lot of different groups. I love the reporting you're doing for Real America's Voice. The logos and stuff look like that's Epoch Times. Is that who you're working with now?
Yes, sir. I'm with Real America's Voice, and what we want to do is just bring the truth to the world and bring the truth to the public. And like I was saying at the end of the last segment, is this is what they really want, Alex. They want to control through fear. If you can have someone afraid of you or a virus or something coming, people will throw their freedoms right out the window. That's what we've seen all of 2020, and that's what we're seeing now, and it continues on. Like I said earlier, in Luke chapter 21, verse 26, one of the identifying factors of the last days is men's hearts failing from fear. That's what we're seeing across the board. People are scared of the virus. They're scared of the federal government. They're scared of something coming. They're scared of anything. We saw it post 9/11. Everyone was scared, and they were angry, and they were willing to give up freedoms because of fear. You can get people to do anything if they're afraid of you. They want a controllable class, Alex. Look at the border. They're importing millions, millions, and they continue. Because what do they want? They want desperate people. They want a controllable class that aren't going to stand up for the Constitution, that are illiterate of the Constitution, that don't even know what freedoms are. They want a controllable class that's not going to stand up for anything, that's not going to take to the streets, that's not going to take to the streets to protest against authoritarian policies, that aren't going to say, my body, my choice. They don't want that. They want a controllable class that's desperate. They want to import the third world. They want a two-class system, two-tier. That's it, Alex. You and I know this. They want the elites at the top and the peasants at the bottom that they could control. That's all they want, and that's what they want to turn the United States of America into, because that's what you see in China. That's where Australia is going. The authoritarian regime is being installed right now across the entire world, and people were called conspiracy theorists. People were called alt-right-wingers saying these types of things, but I mean, when I was in New York, Alex, you're seeing all people. I'm seeing people that support BLM. I'm seeing liberals. I'm seeing people that are waking up that were once siding with the Democrat Party that are finally opening up their eyes to realize that there's an authoritarian deep state out there that's destroying everybody's lives. I mean, people really need to think about it. Last year's heroes are now this year's villains, today's villains, literally. The medical healthcare professionals, I'm talking to so many of them, Alex, and then I talk to people on the street. I'm like, I ask you this. If this is such a conspiracy theory, then why the hell, Alex, why the hell am I talking to professional doctors, medical healthcare professionals, RNs, and they're telling me, you know what, this vaccine is too soon. It's too soon for us, and the public needs to be well-educated that this could be too dangerous for people to take, because normally we wait about 5 to 10 years before we actually roll something like this out. And then I ask people on the street, are you smarter than these people? These are the people that you would trust in a life or death situation to take care of you or save your life. Now, all of a sudden, are they stupid conspiracy theorists? Alex, this is how we have to explain it to people, because the hive mind has been so saturated to believe Fauci. Fauci's the Lord and Savior. Fauci's the authoritarian centerpiece. He's the one that they listen to. He's the source of truth. We have to seriously show people that there are now medical healthcare professionals that are coming out and saying, this is wrong. Something's not right here. But even at that, Alex, it's hard to reach minds that have been so warped, but we can't stop trying, because we know right now is the time to move. This is the time to move, because people are waking up. And even shout out to COVID Land, man. My wife and I watched that thing last night, Alex, and one of the best documentaries I've seen. I cannot wait for the next parts to come out. It is seriously, I recommend anybody watching it right now that hasn't watched it. Don't only watch it. Go cop your own DVD, but at the same time, just post it anywhere you could post a link. Don't be afraid, because this is the history that they want to erase. They don't want the world to see what happened in the United States of America and worldwide. They want to erase it all. So I encourage everybody not only to watch it, but put it everywhere they can where they could post the link.
Absolutely. And it's almost 2 hours long. It cost them over $2 million to shoot the five films, and then they're still doing more interviews and adding more to part two. Part two is now going to DVD and going to be out in about a month, and we're going to offer it for free at Bandai Video. But this is being put out to listeners that want to buy the DVD to then fund us to be able to make future films. People really wanted us to make films again. They wanted us to produce films, so we're partnering with filmmakers to do it. And then we sell the DVDs. People can have a hard copy to make copies from, but we're also posting the films for free. Everybody, all we ask listeners to do is fight back and get it and send the link from Bandai Video to your email list, to your text messages and to tell people at work about it, to take them to band.video and say, hey, here's this film at band.video. Now, you can't share the URL. Most places, band.video, it's banned. You can share freeworldnews.tv, freeworldnews.tv. You're going to leave us here in a few minutes, Drew, but I'd like to get you back on soon. Next segment, I'm going to play part of your amazing report. You just have been doing a great job for years, but it just gets more and more amazing to see you pop up all around the country and all around the world. But spend a few minutes more talking about this incredibly diverse crowds of people that are out there demonstrating against this medical tyranny, this totally un-American garbage that violates the Constitution, Bill of Rights. It's just completely being forced on us. Rape is what's happening. And your predictions on where this is all going to go.
Well, I'll tell you this. When I was in New York this past weekend and I covered the Truth About COVID-19 conference put on by the American King Foundation, Angela Stanton King, the black community attempting to reach the black community, not only in Brooklyn, New York, they go to Atlanta, they're doing Los Angeles next. But one of the things that I keep hearing over and over again is that this is very familiar, and I'm talking about the vaccine mandates that's being rolled out in New York and Los Angeles. One thing I keep hearing them say is this reminds us a lot of the Jim Crow laws. They have a history with dealing with racism, the civil rights movement. We saw this not too long ago, a few decades ago. That was real, and the black community had to deal with it. So this hits a little closer to home for them when, I mean, I was walking around New York, Alex, and I'm going to businesses, and I see signs outside of restaurants that say no vax, no service. Or I see signs that say New York requires you to be fully vaccinated in order to attain service or to come inside of this building. It's medical discrimination. So when you hear the black community come out, it's a little more personal for them, because when you tell them, hey, if you don't have a vaccine, if you're unclean, you're not clean, you don't get any service. So they're pissed, Alex. I'm not saying the entire black community in New York, but the majority of them, because the majority of them don't want to be vaxxed. And there's a lot of reasons why. They don't trust the federal government because they've been experimented with before. We all know this.
Well, that's right. And Joy Behar came out and said, don't worry, blacks. We tested on the white people and giggled about it, as if black people want to hurt white people on average and think, oh, good, it was tested on them like whites are rats. So now give it to me. You know, black folks know about Tuskegee and other events. They're not stupid. And just like all these big NBA players have come out and said, man, look, this stuff's experimental. I don't trust a damn thing you're saying. You're suppressing the real scientists. So I think they've jumped the shark. But regardless, they're going to keep pushing. This is the globalist big move. They've been preparing this for decades.
Absolutely, Alex. And I'll say this. Here's the red pill for the viewers. And people might want to share this later. The big thing that's waking people up is this. We're hearing the federal government. We're hearing Psaki. We're hearing Fauci. We're hearing all these so-called authoritative sources, right? Come out and say this. We just want you guys to be educated and informed, right? They tell the black community. They tell all community. They're telling everybody. We just want you guys to be educated and informed when it comes to the vaccine. But here's the red pill. They only want us to hear the good things that they want us to hear. But if anybody on YouTube, social media, the mainstream media, if you come out and you list the negative side effects, the potential harm that this thing can do to you, you get silenced on big tech. You could lose your entire account. You get slandered in the mainstream media. You get suppressed. You get made to look like a crazy person, a conspiracy theorist, even if you are a medical healthcare professional.
That's
or
right.
A doctor.
That's the key, Drew.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.